Welcome to the results show for Backseat Box Office, episode 95, the weekend of July 13th through the 15th. Now keep in mind that's for when the results are for, not when it's airing. I'm not sure why I'm suddenly now wanting to make that point, but whatever. We go over the results of the weekend's box office, the past weekends, and with the listener participation, audience participation that we have, we compare what everyone predicted the results would be, how compared to how it actually came in, congratulate those with the high scores, commiserate with the ones that got low scores. Now, as always, we do want to start with what came in for the weekend, but since we did have some people choose what actually came in 1 through 5, we want to go ahead and just start with the voicemail from Art.
This is Art calling in my pick. I'm just going to go with the Summer Slide. That's sliding in Ice Age at number 1, and then just slide everything down. Spider-Man 2, Ted 3, Brave 4, and Savages number 5. And as far as what happened to Tony in Vegas, I'm going to go with Hit On by a Transvestite Hooker. Maybe it's just my own personal experience. It's happened to me before, and it's always embarrassing. Have a good one. Bye.
And so, to follow up with that, we do have BD, Andrew, Kugron, Jonathan, and Lena following with Art in selecting Ice Age, Continental Drift at 1, Amazing Spider-Man at 2, Ted at 3, Brave at 4, Savages at number 5. Then we move on to scores of 24. We have 4 people that chose 24. Tony, Jeff, Scott, and Father Beast got one movie off by one position. They got movies 1 through 4 correctly, Ice Age, Spider-Man, Ted, Brave, but instead of Savages, they put Magic Mike in 5th place rather than the movie that actually came in. Now, Magic Mike came in at 6th place because of how we do the game. The only way to get a 24 is to miss that number 5 position. Then we move on to a voicemail for 23. Let's go ahead and listen to Tad's voicemail.
Hey, Backseat. This is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. Back to my usual routine. So hopefully I'll have some good picks and do pretty well this week. Kind of nice that there's only one movie coming out and a kids movie in the summer. So I think it's going to do pretty well. Better than I think it would if it came out at a different time of year anyway. So, you know, my first debate was what to put at number 1. Should I leave Spider-Man or Ice Age? Probably would have left Spider-Man, but this is a kids movie in the summer. So I'm going to pick Ice Age at number 1, Spider-Man at number 2, and then I'm going to put Ted at number 3. I'm going to go ahead and switch around Brave and Savages because, again, I think Ice Age is going to pull more of an audience from Brave than it is from Savages, and I think Savages maybe sounds like kind of word of mouth, maybe it's still going to do a little bit better than it has before. So I'm going to go with Savages at number 4. And Brave at number 5. So again, I'm just going to go through my picks real quick. Ice Age number 1, Spider-Man number 2, Ted number 3, Savages number 4, and Brave number 5. All right, good luck everybody, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
And so for that, Tad chose Ice Age, Spider-Man, and Ted, 1, 2, and 3, all in the right order. But then he transposed Savages and Brave. Put Savages in 4, Brave in 5th. That gives Tad, you got a 23 for the week. Now we move on to Uriah, Mrs. Beast, and Mentally. A whole lot of clumping together this week. A lot of people had a lot of the same scores, but that's quite all right. Now, these three people got 22s. They transposed Spider-Man and Ice Age. Now, they lost 2 points for Spider-Man because that was one position off, but being the first place choice, that's 2 points off for the first place movie. And Ice Age in 2nd rather than 1st. That's another point off. Ted, Brave, and Savages, all in the right spot for those three people, did very well. Then we move on to the redheaded stepchild of the podcast, William. He put Spider-Man in number 1, 2 points off there. Then Ice Age in number 2 for another point off. Ted, William actually got right. But then he also transposed Savages and Brave. So that's another 2 points off, 1 point for each of those. That's a 20. So, William, what it looks like you actually did is you combined Tad's picks with Uriah, Mrs. Beast, and Mentally's picks. You took the worst parts of each of them. If you'd just taken the best parts of each of them, you could have had that 25. You know, William, you're just, you know, you're getting back to your old habits. Glad that, you know, you're not letting anybody down. So that's it for our participants this week. We want to go ahead and go over the leaderboard, the top 10 people of the participants. Now, this week we do have BD on top again, just like he was in Season 1. He's only got 2 weeks of participation, so, you know, try to catch up, guys. It's not impossible. Then we have Andrew in second place, Tony in third, Jeff in fourth, Kugron in fifth, Jonathan in sixth, Tad in seventh, Rich is in eighth, Lena is in ninth, and Uriah is in tenth. I do want to go ahead and mention Scott and William in 12th and 13th position. Scott, William, you know, last season, I think it was Jonathan and Andrew in that 12th, 13th position, always vying for, you know, trying to move up on each other. Is that what we're going to see from you guys this season? Well, that is it for this week. I usually would let people know what movies are coming out for the weekend, but there's really no movies of note coming out this weekend. So I will bid you a good week, a good weekend. Happy predictions.